The word 360, New King James Version of the Bible. Philippians 1 and verse 21, the Apostle Paul says, "For me to live is Christ." We hear about the love of Jesus many times throughout the Bible. The things he accomplished while on earth as God in the flesh because of the power of love should never be taken lightly. Love is a powerful weapon against adversity. Jesus completely destroyed the hatred of those who crucified him when he hung, bled, and died on the cross and arose 3 days later from the grave. All because the Father in heaven loves us as well as Jesus, his obedient Son. The prophet Isaiah reminds us of his sacrifice in chapter 53, verses 4 and 5, which says, "Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed." Jesus came into the world to extinguish the darkness in the lives of the sinner. There is always hope in Jesus Christ. A spirit-filled transformation will occur in the lives of those who have been washed in the precious blood of Jesus Christ. In Matthew chapter 19 and verse 26, Jesus responded to a very important question asked by one of his disciples who said, quote, "Who then can be saved?" The question was related to the rich, which was the subject matter in the previous verses where Jesus said in verses 23 and 24, "Assuredly, I say to you that it is hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. And again, I say to you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God." Jesus did not say it was wrong to be rich. Verses 25 and 26 says, "When his disciples heard it, they were greatly astonished, saying, 'Who then can be saved?' But Jesus looked at them and said to them, 'With men, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible.'" His disciples mistakenly thought the rich had advantages over the less fortunate because of their riches. The salvation of Jesus Christ is absolutely free. When it comes to his salvation, there are no socioeconomic factors involved. Admission into the family of God is not based on ethnicity, nor gender, nor one's level of education or lack thereof. It's free. One condition is necessary, and that is obedience to the gospel of Jesus Christ. In Acts chapter 10, the apostle Peter was at the house of Cornelius. Verses 34 through 36 says, "Then Peter opened his mouth and said, 'In truth, I perceive that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, whoever fears him and works righteousness is accepted by him. The word which God sent to the children of Israel, preaching peace through Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all.'" As to the redeemed, Revelation 21 and verse 4 says, "And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away."